Book Zombie presents Curse of Strahd, a spooky adventure for D&D 5th edition. Episode 12, Blood Hugs Are All the Rage.
Hello everybody and welcome back to Book Zombie Presents Curse of Strahd. I've had a couple of weeks recording break as Penny and I had a lovely weekend away. Last weekend in lovely, lovely Bath. It's also gave me opportunity to more or less recover from my lurgy from a couple of weeks ago. So I'm more or less healthy. There still might be the odd cough, but we shall be fine. So I am your DM as usual, Chris Bookzombie Hill. And let's just catch up on where we were last time. It's only a couple of weeks away. It feels like ages. I don't know why. Anyway, so last we met our heroes. They had agreed to help with the burial of the father of
the people.
I'm going to have to edit this bit because my brain's gone.
Characters whose names we shall insert later.
Yes. they've agreed to help with the burial of Irina and Ismark's father, the Burgermeister. And on completion of this little task, they have agreed that they will aid Ismark in escorting Irina away from the village on the grounds that she seems to be particularly a target of Strahd at this moment, and they want to put her somewhere a little more safe. So after some spectacular magic from Tiz, they constructed a nice little trailer. They have taken the body to the church. Upon entering the church, they have met the slightly unhinged bishop, who turns out, after hearing a certain amount of screaming coming from below, it turns out that his son has come back from a year ago, made a raid on Strahd with some friends, encouraged by a mysterious magician who has since disappeared, and he came back, let's just say, maybe not entirely human. Our heroes have decided this is something that requires investigation, and Semyon at least thinks that if he is of vampiric nature, there is no choice but to have him put out of his misery. The bishop is not too happy about this, but has been distracted for the moment, and you are about to enter the crypt of the church. And I believe that's where we left it last time. Am I missing anything? I don't think so.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah. Don't think so.
Nope. Okay. Well, in that case, we'll let everybody make their normal introductions. Okay, so as usual, order you are on my screen. So, first of all, Penny.
Hello, I'm Penny Hill, and I'm playing Marmoset Quince, the human ranger with the bag of batshit round their neck.
Fabulous.
It's not the only thing that's batshit in this campaign so far.
Yeah, the priest.
Rick.
I am Ricky Rick, and I am playing Lena Random, the tiefling druid who speaks to rocks.
Mm-hmm. Alton.
Hi, I'm Alton. I am completely paranoid that I've forgotten to do something important today, and I am playing Semyon Anatov, idiot paladin, who's feeling a little bit guilty about the way his day is about to go.
Caius.
I'm Caius Wickersham. I'm playing Darius Talvanar, human monk, and for once I'm with Semyon in that we are going to eradicate some undead.
Jane.
Hey, I'm Jane, and I'm playing Tizril Forgeflame, also known as Tiz, and she doesn't really have any strong feelings about this, but she'll do what she has to.
Okay, and finally Josh.
Hi, I'm Josh Landry. I'm playing Ehrman, the tiefling sorcerer, and I'm so excited to set something on fire.
You or Ehrman?
Both.
Or both?
Both. Both is good.
Both is good.
just completely out of character for Semyon, we are going to be underground. Just saying.
So, on that note, I'm going to move our characters onto a new map. Do, do, do.
Map, map, map.
Right.
Oh. commence the wailing and gnashing of teeth. Wait, that's what we do when we do that, right?
Speaking of wailing, Chris, are you going to be able to actually do the wailing this episode?
Oh, I expect I'll be okay. I'll do some more wailing if wailing is required.
I thought there was a treaty against that.
Sorry.
I have no jokes that I'll eat terrible bad taste from that. Okay, so what I've done is I have moved you all to the actual church map. Mm-hmm. So you should all have a view of the church.
There we go.
So I can't see anything.
I can see the baby-eating bishop. I can't see anyone else.
I can't see anything.
And I think it's because my token was like added probably after you.
Okay,
it's a
let me just
very
check
small
that.
Spot.
All I have is black.
Okay, so here is the way down to the cellar that you all you opened last time.
Yes.
So remind me which order you were going to enter in.
Well, Simeon was definitely going first.
I think it was me first.
Can you pick up your volume, Josh, a little bit? I can hear you fine when you're talking by yourself, but when you're talking at the same time as somebody else...
With people?
Yeah, I can barely hear you. Right, okay, so I was wanting that out. Simeon is going first. It's a narrow enough space that I probably do want a full order for everybody.
Yeah.
Shall we do it in strength order? Mm-hmm. I've got 16 strength.
Well, we might want to do it in, like, armor class order or something like that.
Be able to take a hit.
Yeah. Tiz would be willing to be, like, second or third, so.
Yeah.
If nobody else wants to do it.
I've currently got a 15, so I'd be probably third.
But Tiz can also do ranged stuff, so if there's somebody that needs to be in melee.
And me. Then,
yeah.
So I would say probably Simeon, then Darius, and then... Me or Tiz.
Sure.
And then
Tiz can go next.
Then
I'll bring up the rear.
And I'll be last but one. I have got ranged weapons.
Okay.
So Tiz will be third.
Lena, where you want to go?
I'm looking at what I have. It really doesn't matter to me, so I'll go right before Marmoset.
Okay.
So who was bringing up the rear? I lost
you.
Track.
You are.
Either I am or you are.
Okay. Oh, well, I'll bring up the rear then.
Okay. You're all sorted. So do you want to just for convenience, if you can just put yourself in a line. Or I can do that. So Simeon first, who was second?
Me.
Right, okay. So.
And then I'm after.
Next.
That's me.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'll go in there.
Okay.
Whoop, back onto the wrong place.
You're now on top of Ehriman. You need to be behind them.
Sorry, behind them.
Yep, and then Lena coming in last. Was that? No, sorry, you're last, weren't you, Pen?
Oh, I was last, yes.
No, you already moved fine. Me, though.
Just put you in a little set so I can see what's happening. Okay, right, so you open the door with the hatch with a noise. Oh, just actually, for entertainment's value and just for Josh. Noise comes clearly out of the now open cellar door. Happy Josh? Okay. So. I'm easily.
Every time you say cellar door, I'm definitely going to be like, what? Oh, no, you're not actually talking to me. That's my handle.
Can you hear me better now, Chris?
Yes, that's brilliant. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's much
better.
Yeah, I had my my headset muted, so I think you were hearing me through everybody else. I guess, I don't know. I don't know what was going on there.
that would explain quite a lot.
Yes, it would.
Right, so if you drag the screen off to your right, you should now all be on the actual screen.
Oh!
Well, that looks weird.
Mm.
Yeah,
are those? I take it those are pillars.
Yes.
Two of me.
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you want me to be on the map twice?
I'm not seeing your... Oh,
yeah, because I'm also still in the little room.
Yeah, that's fine. This is just a copy of you. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, ignore. Ignore the
okay, cool. Then I won't I won't worry about it then.
Unless you need to go.
Oh, man, that looks weird.
I will give you a description just a second.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Oh, that was cool.
Now, this is the undercroft of the church.
Ooh.
The church's undercroft has rough-hewn walls. Hey, rough-hewn! Excellent. Sorry, TPK reference. The church's undercroft has rough horn walls and a floor made of damp clay and earth. Rotting wooden pillars strain under the weight of the wooden ceiling. Candlelight from the chapel above slips through the cracks, allowing you to glimpse a gaunt shape in the far corner.
Ooh.
I have gone ping. And let's...
What was his name?
Doru.
Sorry?
Doru.
Doru. Okay.
I was going to call him Ping, like in Moonlam.
What?
Yay, Doru.
You said I hewed a ping.
Oh, dear.
Sorry. Disney reference.
Can you see him?
Nope.
No, he's behind the pillar from where we are.
Maybe.
Yes, it's definitely playing up a little bit at the moment, even more than normal. I don't think it's entirely me this time.
No, I'm definitely not Steven. There he is.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, I can see the edge of him.
Excellent.
Yep. Wow, that's quite the thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
In fact, it should be.
I can't see the face. I can just see an orange semicircle.
Yeah, the
pillar's in the way.
Yes, it's... I've got to be honest, I have every respect for our DM in... who's
what
doing
was that?
What was that?
I have...
What is that?
That's me. Ignore the green marks on there. That was me.
Hey, excuse me.
Ignore the man spewing green flame behind the curtain.
I think that's what's going on.
There's a dragon in here too. There's a dragon? What?
Does anyone order a dragon?
For our listener, I have accidentally managed to put an acid spray on the screen while I was fiddle-arsing about. Technical term. Yeah, I must admit, I have every admiration for our DM for Nerd Therapy, who manages to almost flawlessly operate Roll20. To me, everything seems to be difficult, which might be me rather than anything else, but... I'm totally prepared to take that on myself. So you can see this figure in the far corner of the room. What are you going to do?
What are we going to do?
Oh, are we going to try talking to him?
Yeah.
And all that fine stuff he said? Or are we just going to, I've got a longbow.
Is he doing anything?
If
he's just moved a little bit further forward so he can get a better sight of you.
Hello.
But as soon as he sees how many people there are, he just goes and sits there and sort of just sits there cowering from you, whimpering quietly to himself.
Lena really wants to go up to him.
He looks scared.
I mean, if we're going to talk, and Airman will actually do the quotes, we should probably move slowly closer to him, just to talk.
I mean, we could talk from here, it might be less threatening.
Some of us could talk from here with our longbow.
Okay, I'm an idiot, and even I know that doesn't mean talking.
You have to remember... you have to remember, he's a victim.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't forgotten that.
A victim that could...
I think that we should try and uphold our promise, at least. Or the promise I made.
Remind everybody of the promise that you made.
And that we wouldn't kill him?
The false promise that you made?
The promise that you made.
Promise. A promise is a promise.
I am uncomfortable just killing him without talking to him. We don't 100% even know what he is. It could be that the priest upstairs is stupid.
Okay, go ahead. Fill your boots.
I'll give you that. He did seem kind of, a lack of marbles, so...
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lena really, 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 really wants to go over there, so I think she's going to take a step closer.
At which point I will be taking a step towards you to guard you or something, just in case.
And I'm going to take a couple of steps to the side so that I can see the screaming man. Oh, there we go.
I'll kind of come in Well, considering we're... Yeah. Whoops, I pressed a button that didn't need to be pressed. Hold on. There we go.
Well, it's not the first time one of us has done that today.
I'm going to move slightly this way and say his name, Doru?
Doru, yes. As you step further forward, he cowers back another things, and you just hear him say,
I can smell your blood. I can smell your blood.
Okay, well, that is concerning.
Yes, we have blood, but so do you, I'm assuming. I can't smell it, but I'm assuming you have blood. That makes us similar, right?
I have no blood. I've had no blood since I came down here. And I can smell your blood. I can smell your blood.
I lean over and go, stop talking about blood.
Well, I'll say, well, we've come to help you, I think.
Yeah. Help me? Have you brought blood?
Technically, yes.
You have brought blood. I can smell it. I can smell your blood.
Does it have to be human blood?
Does it have to be?
My. Okay. It was all for all there was going to be a little Shop of Horrors reference at that point.
Blood. Have you brought blood? Is there blood? I can smell blood.
Does it have to be human blood?
I can smell blood.
Okay.
We've got a fine selection on offer. We've got humans, we've got dwarven, we've got tiefling.
There you go.
And we got half elf as well.
Sorry, does it have to be humanoid blood? I should say, does it have to be humanoid blood, like a person, or can it be like an animal? Sorry,
does it have to be sentient?
She would know
blood.
The difference.
We got quite a few options on tap.
Yeah, basically.
What would you do with the blood? Would you eat it?
I haven't eaten for a year, and I can smell blood.
What about food?
That sounds like a fate worse than death.
How did you survive for a year without eating?
Have you got blood? I can smell blood.
Okay.
Okay.
We're not getting very far.
Tiz turns to the group and says, perhaps we should go, like, kill an animal and harvest its blood and... you know, give the meat to somebody in town or something, and then bring it back and see if that will work.
I'll eat the meat if that's what you want.
Can I make an arcana check or a check to see if that would work?
Make us an arcana check.
And mine is, three. Yep, three.
You haven't a clue. On a three. Nope. You have no idea whether that's going to work or not.
Chris, would there be something I could roll, possibly, it might also be Arcana, but to determine if he's probably pretty close to going feral and us turning around might be a bad idea?
Make it an Arcana again, I think.
Okay. That's an 11.
That's an 11. It's enough for you to work out that you probably don't want to all turn your backs on him. Not that I'd necessarily say you want to split the party, but if you were to come up with your plans, you may want to leave some people behind.
Okay. Well, let's see. Okay, so I know Simeon has a shield, so Tiz is the one with the idea to go ahead and go get possibly a cow's blood, if we can find a cow, or a horse, or something.
Or a pig.
Preferably... not stealing from somebody's pasture, preferably like a wild animal.
Or an animal that you have permission.
And we also have a ranger who might be good at like taking something down.
I might find a few animals, yes, if we went back out to the woods and stuff.
These people are already so impoverished, I'd really prefer not to steal from their, you know, future dinners.
Mm. Fair enough.
Okay.
So...
Yep, happy with that.
So, Tiz, Marmoset, I'd say you guys probably go out and see if you can hunt something. Kind of Simeon and Darius kind of keep an eye on Daru and make sure he doesn't try to make a move for them. And then, you know, I'll be here with a fire.
Itching to use that fire, man.
Oh, yeah.
Do I, through my, like, cleric training, have any idea how, like, strong a... like vampire would be, or like this guy? I feel like...
Make us an insight roll.
Okay.
It's probably a fairly high difficulty.
Okay.
14. You suspect that it's probably fairly high level of strength.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's probably going to be a fairly high strength. Certainly, you would want if you wanted to try and subdue him or it, you would. It wouldn't be a one person job, no matter what their strength would be.
Yeah, and I imagine that like vampires are one of those things. Like, you know, in a church or whatever, we've kind of like spoken about sort of in whispered voices, kind of thing. You know.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Your justification works for me.
Well, sometimes I think if he's really a vampire, which seems like maybe he is, it might be kind of hard for two or three of you to take care of him. They tend to be, I mean, I've never seen one in real life. This is sort of fascinating, but I don't know if he'll be able to handle it.
See, I just realized that I have a monster hunter kit.
Ooh. What does your monster hunter kit do? Does it contain stuff for trapping monsters?
It contains 3 wooden stakes, a holy symbol flask, holy water, manacles, steel mirror, oil, tinderbox, 3 torches, hammer, crowbar, and a chest. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me.
A lot of stuff.
Also, Cathra had one. I don't know if people took her belongings or not, but she also had one.
We very carefully didn't. We thought might be disrespectful, which was...
I've been editing that scene in the last few days, and I have to say, it's actually entirely unclear what you ended up doing with Cathra's belongings.
Well, I know you guys didn't take some of her, like, more meaningful belongings, but, like, just her random inventory stuff, I don't know.
Do you want to, given that we didn't really cover that off the time, do you want to decide that the more useful stuff you actually took with you? Or
that would be very nice. That would be very helpful, dear. Yes, please.
Yeah, it's something we should have sorted out at the time. But there was a lot of, no, we're not going to loot the corpse. But I don't remember that you, did you? So I haven't got to that bit yet, and it's a few weeks ago. Do you remember whether you put anything with the body when you cremated it?
Honestly, can't remember.
I think we might have put the special symbol thing right with her or something like that, but I don't think we kind of did a here are all your worldly goods around you kind
okay
of thing.
In that,
I know we definitely put her axe with her.
That was it. It was the axe.
Yes, yes, I remember now you mention it. Yeah. Okay. Well, in that case, let's assume that you kind of divvied up the adventurer's equipment between you. So you do still have that other monster hunter's kit.
Okay.
Somebody has it.
Well, I have a favored enemy, and they are the undead. So.
Okay, so it kind of makes
maybe,
sense.
Maybe it makes sense if it's me.
Okay. Anyone else have a problem with that?
Nope.
Okay. In which case, we will assume that
Marmoset
has Monster Hunter kit. Okay, so what are you doing? I will mention at the moment that currently Doru is not approaching any closer. He's just kind of crouched up, rocking in place.
I can smell blood.
Want to give him a hug.
You can give him a hug if you want.
Blood hug.
I would actually strongly advise against that.
Yes.
I mean, he might want to give you a hug too, but you may not enjoy
it. No, you will not.
It'd be a very intimate hug.
Blood hugs are all the rage.
That's what all the crazy young things are doing, I've heard.
I think I might have a episode title there already. Okay, so you do not feel, well, try to say, you do not feel any immediate threat from him in the distance you are currently standing.
Okay.
Yep, okay. I'm happy with that. Are you happy with that, Tiz?
Okay. Yeah, I would just say if he starts to look aggressive, you should leave and lock the door and you know, return it to the status quo for a minute. I don't think you guys can really subdue him on your own. But I don't want anybody in danger, you know?
And I've got this handy monster hunting kit.
Oh, we did. I totally forgot about that. Well, Well, if.
All right, a few of us can sit at the door. That would be enough.
Okay, well,
thank you.
Good luck.
Okay, let me just hand one of you this handy monster hunting kit, just in case, you know, you need these rather useful looking steaks and holy water. So I come over here and I say, which one of you two wants it?
Which one of us? What two? I already have one.
Yeah.
You already have one, so Semyon, and my brain has gone fritz again on which character is which type.
Yeah,
Darius.
Darius would probably be able to make more use of it.
Darius, do you want to take this monster hunting kit just in case?
Sure.
Okay. So we are now playing a game of pass the monster hunting kit. There you go. You now have it.
Mark a monster hunting kit on your character sheet.
Okay.
Ooh.
So, who is leaving to go blood hunting?
Me and Tiz.
Tiz.
Okay. Buddy movie time. Sorry.
Yay!
What I'm going to do is, for the moment, I'm just going to move you to the side of the stairs here, because I don't think there's much point in fiddling about with trying to move your characters all around.
And just doing crazy map things.
If we get in a fight, Tiz will be in melee and she'll be ranged. And
yeah. If you need to get into a fight, then we'll worry about that then. But for the moment, you are making your way out. Do you want to catch up the catch up Donovich with what's happening? Or do you want to kind of sneak out and not tell him what's going on?
Like, everything's cool. We got this. It's good. We're just stepping.
I'm sorry, we've lost the volume on you, Josh, again.
Can't hear you at all, man. Okay, now we can barely hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear you. Are you actually currently talking? Because I can't hear you at all, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and the crazy thing... Okay.
There we go.
I was going to say, yeah, my audacity.
Oh, no, you've just dropped again. No, you dropped completely again now.
You run out of battery?
Oh, no, it's still going.
Yeah. Yeah, just keep... Yeah, you're back again now.
There you are
just
again.
Keep dropping.
Unless my internet's being dumb.
No, there wasn't. Didn't notice the picture quality dropping at all. Just the sound dropping out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we'll let you know if that happens again. You started to say something.
Okay.
If you remember back that far now.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think it was more of saying, you know, when they walk out, they go, everything's good. We got it. It's all right.
Yeah, when we walk past, I'll just say, oh, we'll be right back. We're just getting something for Daru to help him.
You want to roll a persuasion roll for me, please?
Okay, that's not a strong suit.
Oh,
wow, that's an 18, even with my minus one. Nice.
Very nice.
Ooh, wow.
Very nice indeed.
Nice 18. Nice.
Tiz is too awkward to be very charismatic, usually, so...
Oh, she seems sweet so far. Okay, so Donovich kind of gives you a worried look, but doesn't react beyond that. Okay. So, what I'm going to do is I'm kind of cinematic what you two guys are doing. You two folks are doing. Sorry, I'm trying to stop myself saying guys every time.
I'm from the Midwest. We do it chronically.
So,
or in the Midwest, not chronically.
But... Hey,
you guys. Hey, I love you guys.
Oh boy.
So, what we're going to say? How should we play this? Everyone else will have to just hang around for a bit. Okay.
Well, I've got some animal handling, some stealth, some nature, and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I think we're just
we could do something along the lines of assume that we get to the forest and then I don't know, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Pick sizes of animal and roll something to see whether we successfully sneak up and hit them with our longbows,
just
for example.
Bring up for myself the larger scale map just to remind myself of the layout of this little area. So it may not be that you have to go as far as heading all the way back to the forest. Let's just check. Focus.
I mean, I'm thinking,
you know, do we manage to get a deer? Do we manage to get a boar? Do we manage to get four rabbits?
Okay, so
I think we should just like kill the first thing that we come across so that we don't leave them alone for too long. I'm worried about that.
Oh yeah, I'm absolutely with you on that.
Yep. Okay, so
it's just a matter of Chris deciding what we find first.
Probably best not to assume that a random dog is a stray dog.
Yeah. I don't. To be honest,
right? The first like wild.
Given what this area is currently like, it. I suspect that all dogs have already been eaten. All dogs go to dinner.
Oh boy!
Wow.
Do they then become a dog's dinner?
No, it's not the dogs that will be eating the dinner, I suspect. Anyway, so there's actually the forest kind of curves round again towards the top of the village, not a huge distance away from where you currently are. So you can probably get into the forest and do a little light hunting without having to venture too far away from the from where you were. So I'm just going to do this fairly straightforwardly. So you spot a stag in the outer edges of the forest feeding on some leaves on the bottom of a slightly dilapidated tree, like you would expect given the environment. It doesn't look terribly healthy. It's a bit of a kind of hand-to-mouth existence for all wildlife in this part of the world, whatever world that may be.
Hoof to mouth,
yes. So, Marmoset, I think you said you have some hunting skills. Is that right?
Yeah, I've got animal handling. I've got nature. Mm-hmm. I've got some stealth, and I've got my lovely hunter's mark.
Okay.
So I've marked something as my quarry.
Bear with me a sec. I'm just going to reach around for a handbook I don't have with me. Right at this second.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not far. It's actually, on a professional basis, the first time I've even had to open the DM's guide, the monster manual. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
And this... this episode has been brought to you by the letter V for vampire.
Tell me, is it all about counting?
V has so many good words, though. Vigorous, vivacious,
vicious, voluptuous,
yeah,
voluminous,
mm-hmm. Victorious, yeah, voluminous, nice, virtual.
Okay, so Marmoset, I would like you to make a to hit roll, please. If you're assuming you're firing your
my longbow,
your longbow, yeah.
Link. That was a 16.
That is a comfortable hit.
Okay.
What's damage?
I have caused 7 piercing damage.
And I would do a sacred flame as soon as I'm within 60 feet of it.
You really don't need to.
Okay.
Deer only have 4 hit points.
Okay.
So you have brought it down.
Awesome.
Ooh. Oh, that was really good. Nice job.
Excellent.
You smell weird. I mean, that was really good. Nice job. I'm gonna go get the deer. Like runs off.
Oh.
Social skills, not strong suit.
You've got two of the most socially awkward people in the group together.
This sounds like the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
If we just need to add Lena and her weird talking to random imaginary shit, and it'll be like quite the trifecta.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to put charge. If anybody listening to this fancies doing hand art of the fan art of the three of them together, I'd be very happy to see it.
That would be awesome.
Maybe on a humanoid's night out.
Fabulous. Oh, yes. My goodness.
Mm-hmm. Love to see them chill in the tavern together.
Okay, so you have downed a deer. What are you doing with it?
Well, Tizzle's run off towards it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you sort of slinging it over your shoulders and stuff?
Should we carry it like that? Or do we want to, like, use some rope and make a deer backpack, or what do we want to do?
Deer backpack for the win.
Okay, deer backpack it is.
I've got some rope.
Yeah, we could just like, do you want to carry it or should I?
Can I make a small, in fact, I'm going to ask you both to make an insight roll, please.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy. 15. That's fine.
Yeah.
I got 14.
It's occurred to both of you that it might be an idea to drain the blood into a container of some kind before you start dragging it back.
Oh, right. I forgot. That's why we were doing this.
Because if you drag it back and it bleeds out on the way, then you're kind of not going to have achieved your basic...
I really wanted to say something, but I'm not there, so...
I have a sensor and an alms box, both of which we could put blood into.
What about the water skin?
I've got a Dungeoneer's pack. That probably has a water skin in it.
It definitely does.
Yep.
Yeah, I would suggest that water skin is probably the best idea on the grounds that the
box might leak.
the box might leak. That might draw a little more attention to you than you really intended to. Hey, I've got this box full of blood. Shh! I had a box full of blood.
I've got this empty box.
I had to admit, I was interested to see Tiz's and Marmoset's fashion statement. New deer back.
We'll get to that soon, I promise.
Do we?
So
dressed in the 1237 Barovia fashion, Marmoset Quince and Tizzy Forge Flame.
I think probably the easiest thing would be to like tie it up to a tree and let it drain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I am tempted to skin it. I'm sure I could use a deer hide, but.
If only we had something to keep the meat too, because we could use that.
I know, dear, yummy.
You're on a little bit of a time crunch.
Yeah, I mean, like, time is of the essence for sure. So,
So tying deer to tree, doing that lovely slip down the belly like I got the fishmonger to do to the fish yesterday, and too much detail, and draining into the wine skin.
Okay, here's something I never thought I would ever be checking for. I'm just looking to see anywhere it says how long it takes to bleed a deer. Things I never thought I'd Google.
Be careful. You could probably put it on a list. Yeah.
I can't actually find a straight answer, but I'm not the first person to ask the question. I've just found an article from Bow Hunting 360 Degrees. I've just shot a deer. Now what?
So
that's exactly the article we need.
Well, yeah. How to field dress.
I will say that we don't necessarily need to bleed the entire thing.
Yeah, we just need a pint or two.
Because this is really just a test to see if beast blood will work.
Yeah, I am going to I'm going to assume that you are capable of this task, and it probably takes you an hour, say, to drain sufficient that you're happy that it's worth the experiment now.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do with the deer carcass? Are you going to take it back with you, or are you going to leave it?
Well, yeah, we could cook it up and eat it later.
Or give it to someone whose need appears even greater than ours, so...
Mm. We could host a barbecue.
Yeah, that's what this town needs. Yes, barbecue.
Yeah, that'll make everybody happier, lighten spirits.
Hey,
and we still get the deer back.
We can make it a witnessing occasion. You know, we could make it into like one of those spiritual barbecues where people, you know, barbecue sausages and then talk about Jesus.
Roast your spirit.
Your deity may vary.
Yeah, one of the things that's a joy about DMing is listening to everybody going off on one. I did not expect you to go deer hunting today. Let's just say that wasn't in my plans.
Okay, so do you want to carry it or should I?
Oh, I'm quite happy to carry it.
Okay. Honestly, it might make you smell better.
Can't make you smell any worse.
Exactly. Yeah, so I've got it draped across my back, you know, legs down either side. Jesus with the little lamb kind of image, only
creepier.
Human with
something dead.
Yeah, like a lot creepier.
Partially bled deer, probably dripping stuff down my back. Absolutely fine. Do I need to do any kind of strength check for that? Or
No, I'm going to assume that you can hoist a dead deer with your, what's your strength?
Strong
of 16.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that you're going to be able to manage a task like that.
Fantastic.
Oh, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to, if you will, yeah, I will, I'm going to cast, I'm going to rich, if we can take 10 minutes. Is it okay if we take 10 minutes? I can make it not rot.
Sounds really good to me.
Like that idea.
Not rushing deer sounds like okay. The best thing.
So I'll cast Gentle Repose.
Tensor's floating refrigerator.
I cast Gentle Repose, so it is protected from decay for 10 and becoming undead for 10.
Why is it comforting that we're not going to be attacked by a zombie deer in the middle of the night?
Weird deer.
It was more so we could eat it later, but I see your point.
Remember where you are.
I reckon, you know, the more practice Tiz gets at spells like that, the better.
I have to say, thus far, Tiz has a very useful set of spells.
It's almost like she knew what kind of area she was coming into.
Yeah.
Well, she'd been wandering around this area for a little bit before you found her, so she's chosen her spells pretty wisely.
Well done that. Well done that, dwarf. Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to let you continue dragging that back while I return to the scene in the crypt.
Okay.
Oh, I hope they're not doing anything stupid out there.
Yes.
I'm not sure it's the people out there you should be most worried about.
Yes.
You do realise we split the party.
Yeah.
Oh, perhaps I shouldn't tell the DM that.
I was aware.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, I'd noticed.
You had?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm very observant like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lena is sitting on the ground talking to Jeffrey in whispered tones.
I'm sorry,
that
only the Brits.
That was great.
That was me, but Alter was laughing. Sorry, okay, there used to be a long-running children's sort of magazine program called Rainbow, which was one of those sort of, you know, puppet shows with a human being leading it, and it was very, very popular when we were kids.
And it was very, very bland.
and the chap who actually that ran it, so the front person, the human. Front person, the human, was Jeffrey, and so of course when he started talking to Jeffrey, the theme tune from Rainbow just went through my head.
All up the streets and houses, rainbows
passing by.
Rainbows in the sky, R-A-I-N, rainbow, or something.
I don't think that's quite how it went, but not far off.
No, well, that's my headcanon version. Remember that I only saw it a few times due to lack of telly.
Penny was a deprived household. She grew up without a television.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I've been catching up ever since.
Okay, so you have been hanging around waiting to see if the A-team come back.
We're the A-team!
The A-team, wow. Likely. I don't know how I should take that.
Cold, out.
I tell them the A-team, I tell you you're the A-team, okay. Just...
But everybody hears you.
Yeah, that's why it's funny. It seems to be particularly out of hand session this evening, and it's all my fault. Okay, so you have been hanging around entertaining yourself for a couple of hours while the other two have been going deer hunting. So other than sort of sitting around keeping a wary eye on Doru, have you been doing anything else while you've been waiting?
Well, looking at him and seeing, okay, how do I jump this guy?
strategizing.
Who's taking the front? Who's taking the side?
And Jeffrey and Lena, I think that it's a good idea to try and talk to him again.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Jeffrey has all the words right at this moment. Lena can't quite find them.
Oh, I love Jeffrey.
Oh, wow.
Wilson!
So, just a quick off-topic question. So, is Jeffrey like your druid companion?
Yes.
I thought so.
Canon.
I think the answer is TBD. Yes. To be found out by the rest of us. We don't know.
I think the phrase... He is now.
It'll be whatever's funniest when the time comes. Okay, so what are you saying to poor Doru?
Doru, are you lonely
now?
Have you
got blood? I can smell blood.
And he continues to rock backwards and forwards.
It sounds like you've been talking to yourself for a while.
I've been down here for a year with no blood. I've had no one to talk to.
Would you like to try talking to Jeffrey? He's a very good listener.
Which one is Jeffrey?
All right. Hold up the rock. Hostile Jeffrey, I'd slide him. Don't.
Hey, whichever works, I guess.
It's lovely to have you back, Rick. Doru sort of stops rocking for a second and kind of peers at Jeffrey.
If you shake it, it makes it more appealing.
He looks at you and looks back at the rock, looks at you and looks back at the rock.
You can't get blood out of a stone, you know.
And starts rocking.
Oh. Inspiration point to the DM.
I'm sorry, I just thought of that. And he goes back to rocking backwards and forwards again.
It was worth a try.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe I did that.
Oh, wow. Just did that.
So, confirmed that his concept of listening is having your blood sucked.
And I'll just get real close to Simeon and I just whisper to him, okay, now we put her next to a rabid wolf. Let's see if she can talk it out of spreading disease. That's our situation here.
Wait, you want to send her over there? That sounds dangerous. Am I getting this wrong?
I'm not sending her after him.
Okay.
I'm saying next time we run into a mad dog, we just ask her to talk to it. Because it's just about as effective.
That does not sound like a solid plan.
Yeah, and I thought that was hypothetical speaking. Oh. Apparently not. Okay.
I mean, the guy's been on his own for a year. You can't expect him to be coherent. And, you know, they're kind of ideally suited to talk to each other, really, when you think about it.
I heard a little bit of that, and I've been on my own for quite a while, and I'm perfectly fine. I don't know what you're meaning.
Completely, my dear.
That wasn't at all patronizing.
I'm not gonna say anything to that, because I have nothing good to say to that.
Look, I mean, mm-hmm. You and I both agree, this guy has got to die. I don't like it either, but this is not something that just goes away.
Okay,
Yeah, but you realize that Simeon here is basically, he's set on the promise that Lena has made. Mm-hmm. Lena said, we promise we're not going to kill him, even though...
I didn't make any such promise.
Neither did I, but Simeon heard it, and therefore we must try to keep it at least. Maybe next time we decided to go ahead and make false promises, we should cover Simeon's ears.
I'm standing right here.
No offense, Simeon.
Right here.
Oh, my Lord.
Here's the thing, okay? I don't consider a promises made about not killing undead exactly valid. They are an abomination before God and man.
I just look over my shoulder to see how Dora is reacting to this conversation.
He is still rocking back and forth going,
I could smell blood.
Okay, as you're busy sort of stabbing each other in the back, at that point you hear a clattering at the top of the stairs, and thank God. I'll tell you what, it would have been funny if the two of you had come back and found four dead bodies on the floor and
funny or yeah. I don't
it'd be funny for me.
Maybe not a funny ha-ha, but a funny...
So,
that's a very creepy laugh.
So Tizzy come... Sorry, it's Tiz, not Tizzy. Keep saying Tizzy. Apologies. Tiz comes down the stairs bearing a... what looks like a fairly full water skin. And are you taking the deer down the stairs with you, dear? Or are you...
the not fairly full...
I think I'll leave that at the top of the steps. Or not actually at the top of the steps blocking the entrance, because that would be stupid. To one side of the entrance, not blocking the exit should we need to, you know, like six of us run up those stairs
RTF,
in a hurry.
RLF even. Run like.
Okay, I was trying to do run real fast and that didn't happen. That would be RRF, wouldn't it?
Okay, so, yeah, I think that's probably wise.
Yeah, because I have a funny feeling about this.
Again, funny ha-ha, or...
Okay, so, Tiz, are you going to explain what's happening? Tiz.
Yeah.
Tiz.
Yeah.
Are you going to explain to everybody what's happened?
Sorry, we...
I say, we got blood. And then I will turn to Daru and be like, we have some blood for you. And then, like, throws the water skin over and says, just drink that and tell me if you like it. Are you an O positive guy, or what's your brew of joy?
Please don't say AB. That's the rarest one.
Okay, so I want to say that there's a non-zero chance that wineskin's going to spill before it gets to him. Are you throwing it? Are you sort of overarm at him?
I'd probably sort of slide it now that I think about it, but yeah.
Slide it, yeah, okay. In which case, I'm just going to say that the water skin full of lovely, lovely blood arrives at the feet of Doru. And he stops rocking and he looks at it. And this big, fairly unpleasant-looking grin splits his face.
Is this blood? It smells like blood. I mean, it doesn't smell like good blood, but it smells like blood.
Yeah, you should definitely drink it.
So he reaches out and he picks it up and goes,
It's blood! It's blood! It's not human blood. Ah, it's blood.
So it kind of went a bit...
Yeah. Slightly gollumish.
Yeah. And in the most imagine how disgusting it could possibly be for a deranged thing to have the first blood that it's had in a year, and it's 10 times worse than that. And he makes, I mean,
safe to say, Tiz, you're not getting that back.
Yeah,
it wasn't my wineskin.
It was mine.
Just so everyone's aware.
So he grabs hold of it and he just basically stuffs his face into this wine screen. There's a noise and there's blood all over his face and dribbling on the floor and everything.
He makes some like Hannibal Lecter noises.
Would you like some fava beans?
I'm very tempted.
Nice kiwi.
He's not coherent enough, but very tempted for him to sort of take it away. What is this? What is this you're giving me? But no. And he visibly seems to kind of relax a bit.
Blood. Blood.
How do you feel now, my dear?
Do you have blood? Do you have any more blood? I haven't blood for a year.
Give us the wineskin back and we can try and fill it up again, but it will take some time.
Do you want to come get it?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I want you to throw it.
I don't think I want to do that.
Blood? Then you're not getting any more blood.
But I want more blood.
Oh, shit.
Blood? Have you got blood?
She just went full mama.
I like blood.
Okay, so we know.
Where did you get that blood from, guys?
Oh, it's a deer, don't worry.
Ladies.
It was a deer. We shot it in the forest. Well, I wanted to see if it would work and maybe we could convince him to live a life of hunting instead of, like, hunting animals instead of humans, but I'm not sure he's coherent enough to make that kind of pact.
No.
Or to live up to it.
And by the way, Marmoset would like to point out that they are not a lady.
Oh, my apologies.
Marmoset is Marmoset's preferred pronouns are they and them.
Okay, good to know.
I will use folks from now on.
Folks is good. I like folks. Folks is inclusive.
So,
well, that was the idea, but I just, I mean, it worked, but I don't know if he's going to be able to, or if he is interested in doing that.
I doubt it.
He's not interested in giving me back my wineskin.
Eventually, he's just going to go back to humans.
I don't really know how to, like, convey that offer. Can somebody else talk to him about this and see if we can maybe get him to, like promise to only hunt animals or something like that?
Oh, I'll do it.
Okay. Well, all right.
Okay, but don't let Jeffrey try and do it.
If anyone's going to, I'm pretty sure the druid's going to do it. And then I look at Lena, I'm like, nah, I'm not so hopeful.
I love the way you're just coming together as a team.
I was about to say, this is the worst team building weekend ever.
And that includes the one where the paintball bullets turned out to be real bullets.
Yes.
Oh! Okay, so what are you doing?
Huddle.
Okay, Daru, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Huddle.
Daru.
Huddle.
Okay.
Just a second here.
I think we should probably do like a semicircle huddle so that way we can keep an eye on him.
Yeah. Okay, whatever, but huddle.
Okay.
We need the burial done, okay? We need the Burgmeister buried.
We do, that's true, yes.
Right.
Okay, so if this guy dies today, that's not going to happen.
Good point.
Why not?
Because his father will not.
Oh, yeah, good point. Well, we've given him some blood. That should keep him going for a bit.
Hopefully.
Problem is, I don't think he's sated right now.
No.
And if we leave, that door is open and can't be locked back.
We need something heavy to put on top of it, like a dead deer or something. I knew you were going to say me. I knew you were going to say me.
Oh.
Don't worry about it, Simeon. I think you cut a nice figure.
Uh-huh.
That's what we say, right?
But yeah, okay. You see my point? I am making sense here.
Astonishingly so, actually.
You are in a way.
Yes, that's what worries me.
Okay, so where did you... So you got this blood from an animal?
A deer.
Okay.
Yep, it's at the top of the steps, first on the left.
I've got an idea. What if we bring that down and... bring that to him and let him have at it. Yeah. Does it still have... I'm guessing since you only filled that wineskin, it still has something.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to sort of work out how to get it. Problem is, it's quite a heavy deer. I don't...
It's all right. We just dropped down the trapdoor.
Does it have to be alive?
Is that too Doro?
Just sort of the general room. Does it have to be alive when you harvest it? Because the deer was sort of dying, but...
Oh, no, the deer was dead.
Shouldn't it be, like, fresh? But shouldn't it be, like, fresh?
I have no idea.
Well, he would certainly have...
I can't remember right. which something. Canon this is about vampires. Some of them you have to drink it while they're still alive. I don't remember.
Well, put it this way. It's like those peas that are frozen within 24 hours of being harvested. That blood was about as fresh as it could have been without walking the deer in here first.
Like with a frost spell? Do you freeze it like with a frost spell?
Could if you like.
Wait a minute. Can you resurrect the deer and just walk it down?
So we want a zombie deer.
This has really not gone where I was expecting it to this evening.
Yes. Heroes, man. Heroes.
I don't have that ability yet.
I don't think that'll work now. Now we've done that gentle repose spell. I don't think we can resurrect it.
It can be resurrected, just not turned into undead.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So it can be a live deer, not a zombie deer.
So, like, days spent under the influence don't count against the time limit for raised dead, which is, I think, 10 days for raised dead.
So you have effectively frozen.
Yeah.
Let me talk to him and see if he would...
Just don't attract the attention of somebody with a naval outfit and a big beard.
What, and a big...
Bird's eye.
Yes.
Oh, right, yeah. Sorry. I'm being a bit slow. Pardon me.
I was going to say, I didn't catch that reference.
Captain Bird's eye.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about bird's eye fish fingers.
But bird's eye do frozen food in the UK. And,
oh, yeah, we have...
Or deer fingers.
Yeah, Captain Bird's eye is kind of the icon figure thing, yeah.
American equivalent.
Sorry, my brain goes strange places sometimes.
I mean, join the club.
Okay. In answer to your earlier question about the aliveness of the blood, to be perfectly honest, the state that Doru has been in, having been deprived for the last year, he isn't going to care.
You just don't.
I'd still like to try and talk to him.
Okay.
One more time.
Okay.
One more chance.
You do that, we'll stop breaking the deer down.
Jeffrey, you be quiet this time.
Yeah. Drag that thing down here and let him have at it.
Tiz will go help drag it down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think she's going to move a little closer, though.
Don't move too close.
Something like that.
Would you like to move your character to where?
I just did.
Okay. Lena is teeny tiny, indeed.
Yeah.
Lena is teeny tiny.
She is. She's Lilo-sized.
So, Tiz, are you helping me drag the deer down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daru, I have a question for you.
Does it involve blood?
Yes. Did you like that blood?
Yeah, better than nothing, I suppose.
Better than nothing. That's good, good, good. Keep that in your mind.
But your blood smells much nicer. I can smell it. I can smell your blood.
But you can't have it. That's my blood. We need to be careful about whose blood we take. So, would you rather...
But it smells so nice.
Listen. Would you rather have no blood or more of the blood we gave you?
Have you got blood?
We can...
I can smell blood.
Yeah, okay, I give up.
I enjoy Mama Lena, though.
Yep. Absolutely.
No.
Behave. To the naughty step.
Yes. To the naughty undercroft.
Oh, boy. That euphemism went places. Yeah.
So we're pulling the deer down.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to leave it for him to hopefully keep him, like, balanced at least until we get the Burgermeister buried.
Okay.
Do you think we can tell his father, I don't remember his name.
Donovich. Father Donovich.
But the priest that, yeah. We can tell Donovich that he can give him animal blood.
Yeah.
Instead of just not feeding him at all.
Mm-hmm. Which might keep him a bit more stable. Might stop the screaming at least.
Yes, those are the words.
What will our heroes decide to do with Doru? And will they get the funeral of the Burgermeister out of the way and finally be able to start heading to the often mispronounced town of Valaki? Find out in the next episode of Curse of Strahd. Book Zombie presents Curse of Strahd starred Caius as Darius Telvinar, Penny as Marmazette Quince, Jane as Tisril Forgeflame, Alton as Semyon Anatov, Rick as Lena Random, Josh as Eremon, and Jeffrey the Rock as himself. The DM was Chris Book Zombie Hill. Music and artwork was by The Sleeping God. This was a Book Zombie Presents production for Welcome to the Party. If you enjoyed the show, please do like and subscribe. Follow the links below to Welcome to the Party's Twitter feed, Twitch stream, and Patreon account.